All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all across the Fruited Plains, I want to welcome you and welcome everybody around the world listening too. We got some folks from all over the place listening tonight. We are ready to rock the house. The theme of the call tonight is going to be how to make this your primary income. Let me just ask you guys a question. Is anybody on the live side interested in having NECAN being an income that can literally let you do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it? That's not okay to you guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So is it okay if we talk to you guys I just want to get your permission. Is it okay tonight if we talk about how to get big checks?
Yeah.
I'm not talking $63.12. I'm talking like $6,300. How about $63,000? Are you guys okay with that?
Keep moving the decimal place to the right.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, y'all. So we're going to give you that tonight. But before I do that, I just want you to remember. Everybody listening, if most of your life you've been doing stuff to get a certain amount and it gets you a certain result, what I'm going to tell you tonight is how to get the stuff you want. So you got to be prepared to hear it. And one of the things it's going to require change in habits. It's going to require change in energy output, and it's going to require you to really sit back and rethink your relationship with both what you want and with the vehicle that's going to help you get it. So we're going to have that talk tonight. Y'all okay with doing that, with teaching people how to soup it up? Because I'm of the opinion everybody in this call wants to make $10,000 a month, but I'm going to give you a checklist and the tools to go out and actually do it. We're going to change a lifetime of programming of working for somebody else into working for yourself and work being self-employed. But first, let me give you guys some announcements, because there's some really cool stuff going on. We had a great event this weekend with Roger Drummer. It was really funny. He actually posted on Facebook, some of you guys can see. Dennis Bryant took him down to San Antonio and ran him around to show him the convention website, or the convention hall itself. And let's just put it this way. He called me at 2 o'clock and said he's booking his own rooms downtown San Antonio. He's freaking out about how cool it is and how big it is. And he's already booking rooms. Oh, holy smokes, somebody had a meltdown. But he said he's actually going to book a room, and even if we didn't request him, he was just going to go himself. How cool was that, guys? That was from Roger today. Because I'm going to tell y'all, it is flat out cool where this thing is and what we're going to do with it. So it's good. A couple bits of announcements, and then I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a preview of that crazy thing before we get going on that. We had a great event this weekend. Our next event, this is now confirmed, and you guys are on the country, forgive me, this is just going to take about 60 seconds, but I've got to announce it because we have a lot of people from the southern regions, and of course anybody's always welcome too. We're going to be doing an event on August the 16th. A lot of you wanted that date, and you have it. We have our vice president flying in, Jeff Isom, who also happens to be one of our oldest and original Human Speed More trainers, and we are going to do a morning rocking session. We're working with the Houston team and the True Axes and their team. They're all coming over too. We're going to have a great big old event. In the morning, we're going to do recognition and go over some real powerful business tips, i.e. how to use and implement the NECAN plan. And in the afternoon, we're going to do a mini HBM / building the business to your dreams, because we're going from then until the middle of January until we have an HBM again in Texas, because with the big October event, if we wanted to do one in August, we'd have to start ticketing like June 1st. And guess what? The convention is going to start ticketing May 1st. There's no way, Texas folks, we were going to try to do those two things on top of each other. And then August 1st, the Miami event starts ticketing for NECAN. So there's no room to put it there, a major event due to the unique circumstances in Texas. So we're going to do a Texas-wide launch. We're also going to be setting up a Texas-Louisiana power team, where we have everybody within about a 5-hour radius working together to make massive HBM. Done are the days of getting 29 people and then hoping we get a retread for number 30. How many of you guys in Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma would like to see about 150 to 200 person HBM to kick off here in January? Would that fire you guys up?
Yep.
Well, that's what we're going to do. So here's the deal. August 16th is going to be something unique. We've never done it before at NECAN. A half-day preview version. It is going to be rocking, and it is going to be packed. We're going to do ticketing the same as we did it last time, and I don't care if it sells out in 48 hours. We're going to find out who wants it and who wants to have people in it, and I won't say who doesn't. We're just going to find out who does. So as Alexander said on his deathbed, who's going to replace you? Whoever wants it the most. So that's what we're going to do. There's going to be a pace happening, and I'm telling this to everybody on this call right now. There's going to be a pace happening in NECAN now that is much faster than some of you are used to. If you're new in NECAN, it's going to be the pace that we're going to be working at. This is not a continuance of the last 10 years of NECAN. That's Macintosh, Apple. We're going into iTunes NECAN. Things are going to start happening very, very, very rapidly, which is one of the reasons I wanted to do this call tonight. So that's big stuff. So you get LiveCiders. You guys ready to rock a giant August 16th event as a primer to the October event?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Matt, and that is confirmed. Yes, somebody just said, is it confirmed? Yes, it is confirmed. Now, let me pull this up. A couple things on Pathfinders. Due to popular demand and all of the rockery that we have, every Wednesday night now, guys, at 8 o'clock Central Time, which is, of course, 6 o'clock Pacific, myself and Dave Johnson are going to be presenting NECAN A Plan to Win, which is about a 15-minute NECAN plan, and then 15 minutes of two for the win, how to combine the two together to go out and build a giant business. We're also going to be bringing guest speakers on. So what I want to share with you all, if you are having success with the NECAN plan and you're going out and having booming success in your business, let me know or let Dave know, and we will book you on a Wednesday call to get on there and share your energy and excitement. This week we have our very own Christina Lehner is going to do part three of the call after Dave and I present. And remember, this is a call that's designed for your prospects and for your new people, or for you if you want to learn how to present the plan. It's going to be fast, it's going to be powerful, it's going to be hard-hitting, it's going to be compelling, and then we're going to give the presentation and then back it up with people that are succeeding with it. Christina brought a mob down with her this weekend. She has a ton of new people coming into her group right now, and suffice it to say, Christina, you're not having a very terrible time showing the plan, are you?
Not at all.
So, you're going to share that wisdom. I won't steal your thunder right now. But I think it's pretty safe to say you will not be walking into October as a silver, will you? A beautiful
Absolutely
thing.
Absolutely not.
All right. Good. And then part two, Gary, you guys all know Gary, he's just booming out in California, where he was last week. So your prospects are going to get that kind of an evening. All you have to do is send this e-bite out, copy and paste and put it in an email, and send it to your prospect, okay? That's all you got to do, folks. Cut and paste it and send it out. If you have people on this, you're going to make money. One of the things I really want to stress over the next 6 months is loading and connecting people to events. It's almost just like people go out talking to people and doing strength tests and stuff, and that's great. But you have a prospect when people are seeing the plan, okay? And this is a great way for you to have a passive income to connect people in and duplicate. That's every Wednesday night now at 8 o'clock every week. So we wanted to step up. Dave and I had a long talk. We wanted to go big. We're going big. Now, all you have to do is a little bit different format. It's go to NetMeeting, which is really good for prospects because the sound comes through the computer. If you click on this link, it will let you register for it. Even if you're a prospect, it'll just send you an email telling you how to join the meeting. So, LiveCiders, do you guys understand? Does it make sense how to use Wednesday night with the copy and paste and the click of the link? Does anybody have any questions?
No.
Good? Awesome. Let me ask you a question. Does anybody intend to use that to make a nice, big, fat NECAN check for themselves?
Yeah, I already have.
Yep. All right. Well, it is sitting there like a ripe tomato. All right. Now, number two. Next week, of course, is Memorial Day. We will not ever do a call on Memorial Day in observance of the holiday and the Day of Remembrance. So, no call next Monday night. However, having said that, on Tuesday night, we are doing a massive global kickoff, and part one of it will be at 8:30, and you can see the address. It's on the MTV main website. That is Dennis Estes and Reed Nelson. They do a call on Tuesday. Since we're not doing one on Monday anyway, we're doing a call with Dave Johnson, Dennis Nance Williams, us, Reed, Chris Gullo, Dennis Estes, and we are going to be officially kicking off the 2014 International Field Convention in San Antonio, Texas. I'm going to give you guys just a little preview of that tonight. And then we're going to do a major kickoff call again with a lot of the same people, but it's going to be a different kind of information. And the True Actors are going to join us on the live side. It is going to be a major kickoff, and that will be June the 2nd. So this is going to be a major push. And then if you guys look at this, the website, this is not the address for it yet. It will be hosted. It's probably going to be fivepillarsrise.com. Isn't that a cool name? You guys like the name Five Pillars Rise, the number five? Or Five Pillars Rising, that's what it was. You guys think that's kind of catchy, fivepillarsrising.com?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's going to be it. We're sending a message. This is not a convention. This is about an uprising. This is a big deal. You guys can see the website. I'll put this in your chat window right now as we speak. I will send it to every single one of you. Mind you, that URL is going to change in the next 48 hours, but you can now get on there and see that everything is in place. And ticketing information is up. They're not up on the websites yet with the folks on road sites. Don't go order this stuff yet. You can see the event schedule, so you'll know basically what's going on. One thing about the event schedule, a lot of you are going to be booking airline tickets. We are going to be doing a special breakout, a special training session Sunday morning from 9:30 to noon or 9:30 to 12:30. We haven't quite figured it out yet. And that's going to be either at the convention center or one of the close by hotels. And that training is going to be heavy in the business building, using the plan, the two for the win, how to go out and basically build your network within this structure. You really can't do that stuff at a convention because it's too big. You know, you can't really teach 2,000 people anything other than, you know, you'll get business building tips and vision and recognition and all the biggest speakers. But it's hard to teach, like, how to do an ABC in a 1,000-person event. So we're going to do what we do. Also, there's a lot of groups that do their own thing, and we're going to pull out and do something. This lineup at that Sunday morning thing will be huge. Of course, the big event itself will be massive. But for those of you booking airline tickets, if you leave later in the afternoon, you'll be able to attend that Sunday morning deal. And we're going to get another facility. It'll just be like a $5 or $10 ticket at the door, something real easy, nothing too overpowering. And then if you guys look at hotel information, this is really important. I'm putting the links up for the blocks by Thursday of this week. You guys can go in there and see all the hotel information. The way San Antonio works, it is such a big convention city that unless you're going to book 1,500 to 2,000 rooms on a contract, and even then you're really not getting better rates than what you can get on the website. We were going to do a giant room block, and it was only a $5 difference from some of the rooms. And what happens on the Riverwalk is the rates change all the time. So I could contract something at $149 a night, and September 1st it could be $129 a night. So what we did was we got some room blocks at 5 different hotels. You can see them. There's a map beneath it showing where a lot of the hotels are on the Riverwalk. And then if you click up here, that takes you to the San Antonio Convention Visitors Bureau. We have a pre-sorted list there of hotels that are for every budget, okay? Like you guys can look right there. There's a Howard Johnson for only $34 a night. There's a Days Inn for $38 a night. And then there's the convention center hotels, and all these are within walking distance, maps on there where they are. Some are a 5-minute cab ride away. So if you're going to spend, instead of $139 a night for a hotel, if you spend $59 and you take an $8 cab, you're going to save a lot of money. We have a ton of choices in here for you of all different sizes of, of all these different hotels. You can go on in there. You can start making reservations now. The block rate, the links are ready, but they're not posted to the website until probably Wednesday afternoon. So then you'll see where to call to get the weekend rate. But all these hotels are right next to it. It's all right there in place. Ticketing, the way this is going to work, you're going to see an early bird price. And we're trying to figure out if we're going to do the 84 early bird tickets. I might be able to get it down to 79. It's going to depend on a couple of the bids we get in this week. As you guys can imagine, this is a massively expensive event to do. Hey, Gene, are you on the live side? Gene Brock, I know you're on there. If you're there, say hi. We were talking to Gene this week. She's doing an event, convention center event down there. What did she say the tickets were for her convention down there at the convention center? You guys, do you remember that?
It was about $600. It was 600 and something, Rick. Sorry, I couldn't get it unmuted.
No problem.
It was 600 and something for my nursing convention, and that was the early bird price. I'm not going, but I just thought it was really interesting for 3 days that it was that much.
And it's just the same convention center?
No, I'm sorry, it's not. It's not even in San Antonio. I think
it's just a convention is what you're saying. Just
my point was just that we are getting such a fantastic deal to get in here for $100, for heaven's sakes, for this amazing event.
I went into several other events that actually a couple other home businesses were doing in convention centers. They averaged $500 to $600. And we're going to do this event for $84 at an early bird price. And if you guys look, it says $109 after August 1st. However, if you guys look what it says next to it, anyone who becomes a consultant after August 1st is eligible for the early bird price. So what we're basically telling every single one of you, nobody on this call should not pay the early bird price.
and anybody that's new is going to pay it also. So there's nobody in NECAM that should pay the upgraded price because everybody should have their tickets within a 60-day window. Does that make sense, guys? We're trying to make sure that nobody actually has to pay the upgraded price. At the same time, we can't wait till 8 days before the event to get a head count. Make sense, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the same time, I didn't want to punish people that were new, signed up September 10th, and all of a sudden they can't get an early bird price. So we're really working on this to keep costs down as far as we can. I suggest you guys book airlines now, hotels. I would wait till probably this Thursday or Friday to get your hotel booked once I get those links up. But you have about probably 40 hotels downtown you can pick from. Those of you guys that are on wheels from Houston, Dallas, Louisiana, wherever you're, Oklahoma, there's a lot of people driving in. If you go to that Convention and Visitors Bureau website also, you can stay by the hotel, you can stay in the quarry. There's a ton of hotels within a 15-minute drive that are $49, $59, $69 a night. And, of course, then there's, you know, the Riverwalk ones that you're looking at there within walking distance. You know, you're talking $139 to $189 for the River Center Marriott. However, you're going to get the experience, the restaurants, the shopping, the boat rides. It's a very, very, very cool thing. And somebody just chatted me as the Convention and Visitors Bureau's best place to get hotels. The lowest published prices you're going to find on that, that's the agreement they make to be a part of the Convention and Visitors website. You can always go to Expedia or Hotels.com or whatever. But we wanted to give you a choice of hotels that were all literally within a block. So this is going to be a big deal, guys. You guys starting to see what a big deal this is going to be for NECAM to have an event like this in just 6 months. Pretty awesome, isn't it, everybody?
Yeah.
Awesome. So there's all your upcoming information. Since we're not doing a call next Monday, I just wanted you guys to get the inside drop on some of that stuff now. But this is going to be the biggest thing to happen in NECAM in probably, realistically, 10 to 12 years. The speaker lineup is going to be absolutely unbelievable. The bands, the parties, the laser lights, the river walk, oh my gosh, you guys. This is not an event, this is an extravaganza. And I want to name the Saturday night party, we're going to call it Nikapalooza. So we're ready to after this and get it to roll, and if Frank Tank comes, he can go streaking in the quad. We're going to have a great time. So, having said that, some of you guys are laughing to know what I mean by that. It's certainly old school. All right, now listen. Let's get into it. Any of you live-siders have questions about how to use the Wednesday night call or about the convention? Does everything seem pretty clear?
It's all clear. Fingers there.
Nice. Well, what do you say we spend a moment talking about how to make $10,000 a month? Does that sound good, everybody?
Yeah.
Let me say this. I'm going to make this as quickly as I can. I'm not going to belabor any points tonight. I'm just going to make a few points. Look, everybody on this call, to different degrees, is mostly conditioned to work for somebody else. That means if you want to take a day off, you call. Can I have a day off? Or I'm sick. Here's a note. I'm sick. I just can't be there. And okay, no problem. And that makes sense. And you're off and nothing really happens. You have your job still. When you're self-employed, there's just a different mentality. And some of you guys have been self-employed for years. You already get this. But one of the things I want to share with you about NECAM is it's even different than being self-employed. It's because you're employed in a way to earn income, and it's such a smart, brilliant, passive income, residual income way, but you have to be smart enough to know that you're going to work for a little while and get it set up so that it's going to pay you the rest of your life. And I think one thing that gets in the way of people making this a primary income is just, you know that this is going to be $10,000 a month, but you have a hard time going out to work for 2 or 3 months talking to people without instantly having 17,000 people sign up in your group. And the way this business works, maybe any given day, I can't point to when we went diamond, but there were lots of little things that we just consistently did that built into a diamond pin, and consistency was a big deal. A vision for our business, treating it like a business. One of the biggest things people do is, everything gets in the way of their business. We had a big event this weekend, in Austin with a speaker that literally is $500 an hour to go and see. Now, obviously, there's things like graduations and weddings. Like Lyle and Sandy Meeker would never miss an event. They have close family that has a graduation. Those are exceptions because those are two people that go to everything, okay? If my niece would have been graduating, I would have been at her graduation too. But at the same time, you have to look at is everything constantly getting in the way of your business where it becomes the last thing, the always movable object. And I'll just give you a little example. Guys, let me ask you on the live side. why didn't we do the Roger Drummer event on a Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock?
It would be worth it.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Would it even be an option then? We're in there, in people's minds, it wouldn't even be an option to come on Tuesday because in our minds, work is such a given that everything else moves around it. You've let kids be sick at home. You've left the yard unmowed, the driveway unswept. You've left laundry on the floor. How many of you guys on the live side have left all that stuff that you've gone to work? Anybody?
Yep.
Now let me ask you a question. How many people on the live side have let all that stuff get in the way of kneecaps? You don't have to answer. See, what happens is because no one's putting $100 in your hand for going to the Drummer event, it's easy not to go. And when you're self-employed, and I'm talking about talking to people, getting on calls, WebExes, events, whatever it is, I'll give you an example. I was on Facebook last night, and I was looking over 4,000 people were invited to the big event in the fall. You know, a couple hundred have clicked attending. A lot of people haven't seen it yet. It really hasn't been announced. But there were like 60 maybes. And it was strange to me to see a maybe because I don't know what that means. Because to me, for example, if I was out there and not helping you put the event on, and I was new in NECAN and somebody said an international field convention, for me it just would have been automatic, I'm going. There wouldn't have been the struggle. There wouldn't have been the clash. There wouldn't have been, am I going to be there? I just would have been there. And I just want you guys to think about the clarity in your mind if you really want to make this an income. And I'm going to spend about just 5 minutes on this. Do you have in your mind clearly your priority level to where you're treating this like a career, or is it something to get moved? So here's the struggle. You want NECAN to provide you the life that you want, then you have to give it the attention it deserves and have to be wise enough to know that there's going to be a period of time until it turns into that, that you're going to have to love it and work on it to get it to turn into that thing. I think some people get the idea, well, I'll love it a lot more when I'm making $1,000 a month. I got a newsflash for you. You're going to love it now, and then you'll get the $1,000 a month. You got to fall in love with what you're doing now. And I won't even get into the passion of the mission of NECAN, the idea, the products. I love all those things. Guys, I'm going to tell you really plainly, what I love about NECAN, I love the five pillars of health, and I love helping people. I'm really passionate about my family having this so that we can live the life that we want. I like all the rest of those things. But I'm passionate about making the money so no one can mess with me. Is anybody with me on that but me?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the mission of NECAN I love, and it's the reason I align myself with it. But I'm going to tell every single one of you unabashedly on this call, I'm in love with doing what I want to do when I want to do it and having the means to achieve it. Period. So when I went to go and drive to meetings, if I go do things, it never seems like a bother. It never seems like it's hard. There's never a struggle. Oh, like I just talked about August 16th. Oh man, do I have to drive from Temple to go to that? Or do I have to drive from, you know, San Antonio? Oh my gosh. What time is that? What time is it going to be over? I'm free of all of those struggles because it's an automatic that I would be there. Because it's an automatic that that's what I do. And in my mind, this is just to make the final little point on this. It's as automatic that I'm going to be there as some of you couldn't be there on a Tuesday because you're at work. You guys understand what I'm trying to say by drawing that comparison?
Yes.
And if you want the check in this business that Reed Nelson and Dennis Williams and Dave Johnson and all the other people have that have it, you know, and forget the $1 million a year. If you want to make $5,000 a month, you're going to have to come to the point when NECAN becomes the thing that the water flows around the rock, not having other things be the rock. That doesn't mean things don't come up from time to time, but you got to get the priorities right and get yourself to where you're treating it like a business. And some of you guys out there have all kinds of life problems going on. And you know what? I got them too. Some of you say, well, I've been diagnosed with depression or bipolar or I've been diagnosed with this or with that. You know, I was sitting in a VA office about 2 years ago, and a very smart Dr. Wills, and I love, she helped me a lot. And she was talking, we were just having a conversation about in general guys that, you know, deal with certain combat related traumas. And she said, you know, it's a very real thing and it's a very tough thing. But it can also be something when you get a label that you have it, that then you have a reason for bad behavior and you start justifying it. Well, I do it because I have a thing. She said, the other thing you can do is you can recognize it. And you can succeed in spite of having the thing. So I want those of you guys out there that have been given medical conditions or diagnosis or you got big life challenges, be real careful with saying, well, I didn't go gold or I didn't go silver or I didn't talk to five people because this week was one of my bad weeks. Be real careful that you don't use that like a club to assassinate your own life. Be real careful you don't wear it like a badge that gives you a reason not to accomplish things. And be real careful that you don't use that as the ticket that's going to keep you from getting where you want to go. Whether you don't speak well, you're the wrong background, whether you have some diagnosis, be real careful not to wear it around your neck like an albatross because you're telling yourself a great lie. Winston Churchill was probably the greatest leader or one of the greatest leaders of the last century, was a bipolar manic depressive. So was Abraham Lincoln. Thomas Jefferson was colossally depressed due to the loss of his wife when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. So all of you out there that are struggling with stuff, you don't give yourself the excuse or the why to stop yourself from doing this. And then by the same token, don't give me the I'm too busy to build this thing. Folks, there's 24 hours in a day. You have time to do whatever is important and prioritize your day with whatever you feel you need to accomplish. If certain things slide down the priority scale, it just means you want them less. It doesn't mean that other things moved in and you weren't allowed to build each end this week because circumstances prevented it. Once in a while that will happen. Death, disease, car wrecks. But by and large, I'd be real careful in saying things are keeping me from building Niken because, folks, I got a newsflash for you. You're in charge of things. You can start to prioritize what you need to do. And the other thing is there's not that much to do here. If you've got your calendar set, like if you're in our group, you got your Monday night WebEx you can do from anywhere. Your Wednesday night recruiting call you feed. You've got your quarterly Saturday meeting and probably a monthly or bi-monthly preview that you're going to go to, okay? And then you're talking to 3 to 5 people a week. If you want to go a little faster, you talk to a few more. Let me ask you as an honest question, and I'm not trying to be cute or clever or funny. Is that really that much to do to make $5,000 to $10,000 a month the rest of your life?
Absolutely not.
No, but isn't it funny how everything gets in the way of even that small amount? So if I'm going to talk to you guys about building this like a career, the first thing I'm going to say is it's going to come down to priorities. It's going to come down to consistency. It's going to come down to how excited you are about it before you're getting a check. You know, I have to tell you, I had a lot of failings in Niken, but I never was the guy that all love Niken when I break a silver. I was kind of in love with the idea of being a part of it because I wanted the lifestyle, and I was in love with the company. So I loved it before, and probably that's why we attracted a lot of people. You know, no one's going to sign up for you if you're going to be excited when they make you $1 million, but they're probably going to be attracted to you if you seem genuinely enthusiastic. And I'll tell you something else, folks, your friends, your family, and your prospects will respond to you a tremendous amount faster if you're determined and committed than they will if you're sporadic and hobbyish. I don't find a lot of prospects flocking to join hobbyists. I don't. And the other thing is, a lot of you guys around the country are building your area. Let me just say this gently. Guys, about 80% of the people in Niken right now are still in Macintosh Apple. They don't even realize we're in iPad, iPhones, iTunes Apple yet. Guys, we're in a new Niken. Whatever area you're in, you're probably planning it. Now, in 5 years, you'll be able to call and say, who do we have in Virginia that I can plug somebody in with? We don't have that yet. Unless you know somebody really well and you know they're doing the upgraded stuff, you're planning your area. You could be a B-teamer in Niken and just feed someone into a meeting every once in a while and make a lot of money once we get the initial wave planted. But let me ask you the question. Has it sunk in that wherever you live, you're probably the one planning Niken? And if you know that's the case, does that give you the ability to be passive? Because if you're passive, who's the one that's going to plant your area and be active?
No.
The reality is, folks, building your area is probably sitting on your shoulders right now. You say, man, am I good enough to launch an area? Folks, Moses could barely talk, and they sent him Aaron. Go sponsor someone that can talk. Well, I'm not that good at prospecting. Prospect more. I'd say it's all these obstacles that you hit are just more reasons that are going to let you say, oh, I'm going to take the day off. If you really want to make the checks in Niken, you're going to run them over. And I don't care whether you're 78 or whether you're 28, you can do it. Another quick thing. If you work 1 week in Niken and then take a week off, and then 10 days in Niken and take a week off, and then 13 days in Niken and take 4 days off, you don't accrue those days together in terms of time. And I got a lot of people say, well, I've been in Niken for 2 years. Yeah, but you worked for 3 weeks and then 1 week and then 10 days and then 4 days. So really you're about 3 weeks old in the business. Because the way this business works, I told you guys this analogy before, it's like microwave popcorn. If you shut off the microwave, it doesn't start popping again where you left it off. It goes back to nothing. That's the way that momentum is built. And by the way, Ross Perot, when he started EDF, went out, had a list of 100 clients, got told no by 99 of them. It wasn't until the 100th client that he even got hired. So what do you think would happen if Ross would have talked to all those people and then taken 3 months off because it was hard? He would have lost all of his momentum. Or what happens if you own a sandwich shop and you show up every day for like 10 days and you start to get regular lunch customers coming in and then, you know what, I don't feel good this week, I'm going to shut down. What's going to happen to your customers, guys, the first day somebody shows up at the door and it says close? So what happens if you're talking to three or four people and then all of a sudden you get sidetracked and then you basically go cold for a month and then you come back and do 5 or 6 more days, true or false, you basically are at the beginning again.
Right.
So here's the thing. If you're consistent, you're going to get there faster. Second, and this goes along with that, if you're talking to people, value your time. If you really want to make a big check, value your time. I value my time big time. I put a limitless amount of money on my earning potential and what my time is worth with prospects and people that I'm working with. I value my time. Because I value my time, prospects value my time. If someone isn't responsive, if someone's negative, if someone doesn't seem to want to do it, I shut it down because I don't want to waste money, and time is money. Period. By the same token, if I'm talking to somebody, I don't say, yeah, it's only $60 to sign up, and that's all it is. And then I'm afraid to tell them that they need to get a web page, afraid to tell them about ordering the product. That's not valuing the business. When I'm showing you a business you can start for a couple $100, I have so much value on it, I feel like I'm giving it away. Folks, it's $500. I want some of you guys to hear this. $60 plus $500 plus a web page. This is the biggest steal you'll ever, this is the closest thing to something for nothing you will ever get or give. If you're sitting in front of somebody and you're sweating it, because God forbid, you know, you're going to tell them the things they need to do, then you got to realize that what's going on is you don't value it. Let me ask you a question. If you don't value the opportunity, do you guys think you're going to have prospects flocking into it?
Absolutely not.
Be consistent. Value your time. Value the opportunity. You know, treat it with the respect it deserves. This is the vehicle by which my wife and son eat. This is the vehicle by which we're going to live the life we want to live. This is Lonnie and Weta's retirement and freedom. This is Sandy not going to work, and Wanda not going to work, and Karen traveling the world of living all your dreams. You know, this is Dan and Jean's fortune that they're going to be able to travel the world and be with their kids. You know, this is Jeremy and Danielle, you know, leaving a legacy and having their four girls grow up in a home like that. This is Christina. This is Paula. You look at Paula on your own paying your bills with a disease that people said was going to cripple you. This is your freedom. It's sitting in your hand. All of you on this call, I know, get that, but I'm going to ask everybody, are you treating it like what it is? This is Vicky calling Curtis and saying, you're not going to get on the train tomorrow. You're staying home. Is it worth that much to you? Let me ask all of you on the live side, just think about it. Are you treating it that way? Ken and Byra want to travel in an RV. Do you want to go and just do whatever you want to do? Do you want to never look back? Do you want to have income coming in to where you're completely free, able to live in not just you, but anybody, in income categories and places you never even dreamed of? Those doors are open to you. Is it worth it to you to buckle down for a year to do it? I don't know the answer to that. Sure as heck is to me. So I'm going to ask you, when you're prospecting, when I'm prospecting, that's the stuff that's in my mind and in my heart. So when I go to the San Antonio Convention or Miami, or I go to August 16th, or I get on one of these calls, I don't ever have the, well, I need to download to the web, I'm tired tonight. if I listen in on a WebEx or a call, I'm not fluffing around the house on the television set and stuff. I'm locked in because it's something that's of value to me. And I just really want you guys to think, is the thing that you want valuable enough to you that doing Nikan all of a sudden becomes prideful and easy and of value, because then it's going to shine to everybody around you. And then, folks, you're going to have an income in this that will be massive. That's the real secret skill to this business. Y'all have the Nikan plan. That thing's useless unless you're the person that's employing the plan. The Nikan plan is about empowering you. It's not about presenting it to a prospect. You're going to get that for free. That makes sense, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you a quick checklist. Like I said, folks, I'm going to tell you right now before I get into this, what's going to happen this year, and I'm already watching it happen. I've been to some big events. This San Antonio thing, you guys see what's going to happen now that we got the plan and we have two massive events 6 months apart? This is a game changer. The momentum and energy of the business is everything. Do you have the stuff right now to buckle down for the next 6 months to a year and consistently build this so that you can live the way you want for the rest of your life? That's it. If you're busy right now, I'm sorry. Get unbusy. Focus. It's big boy and big girl time. Focus. I'm telling you all this on this call because I love you. Fortunes are being made now. I was in at the tail end of wave one of Nikan, and all we had was magnets. If you could fog a room, there were 300 people in the preview. If you could fog a mirror, you had 300 people in the preview. My waiting list at my preview, we'd have 100 new people there every week, and I was at the tail end of it, and we didn't even have consumables or a web page. What's coming now in Nikan will be a flood, because all these people out there looking for something, and part two, all these binaries and all these companies that are crashing, and they are all crashing, or they will all crash. There's a lot of people out there over the last 7 or 8 years that realize they have to build a home business. Folks, how many home careers are really out there? You're going to find teeth, chicken with teeth before you're going to find another one of these. What is coming is going to be a wave. A wave. What you do this year will set you free the rest of your life. Or you can miss it. Okay? If you don't feel good, get on the products and feel better. Sorry. I don't feel good a lot either. And I mean that, guys. I don't. There are days I don't want to talk to anybody. Guess what? I do it. You know why? My wife and kids are worth it. Or I can sit upstairs and say, I had bad things happen to me. I have an excuse to sit in my office today and hovel in the corner because bad things happened to me. Hey, man, I had the blessing in my life for somebody to call that lie out. And you know what? I thank God somebody was real with me. And a lot of you, I'm not talking to you, but a couple of you I am. I hope, if anything, that reaches into your life right now. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, I can't build this or I can't do it, that's another lie. You can't. Any of you on this call are enough. If you follow the steps I'm going to give you on this checklist, it is enough. You can all achieve the Nikan dream. I told them this at the Royal Alliance. Nikan is only as good as the length of your arm and the sound of your voice. There is, you know, somebody said, well, Nikan moved headquarters. I could care less about a building. My brother has a really good saying that in his church, the church is the people, the building is just a building. The Church of Christ is in all of us. It's not some stupid building sitting somewhere. A building is just brick. It's you, okay? You guys are Nikan. It's as good as the sound of your voice or the length of your touch. So how good is your Nikan? Because I'm going to tell you something else. Even when we were in hypergrowth, I knew people that didn't build big businesses. So, you know, just being in hypergrowth doesn't matter. What I'm saying to you is, if you're involved and active and we hit hypergrowth, your children, children's children will be set up for life. This is leaving a legacy. So I'm going to run these things down, and I'm going to load this up on Pathfinders.biz on the tools page. It'll be up by tomorrow. I didn't get it loaded today because I was working on the big convention site. But here's the deal with this. Going Pro Checklist. I did this a couple months ago, but I've updated it. I've had a lot of people have asked me to redo this, so that's what I'm going to do. And I think it should. Let's go. Fit with. There we go. First thing. You can download this and just kind of do a self-check. This will tell you what to do in terms of going pro and making a primary income in Nikan. And by the way, if you're listening to the call and you're like, I just want to use the product, most of this doesn't apply to you. If you want to make like $30 a month in Nikan,
you're probably on the wrong call because I don't know how to train you to do that other than if you just, and I'm just being honest with you, I really don't do the Pathfinders call so that I can be sitting here at 9:30 at night talking to people who want to make $20 a month. I don't have the time or the inclination to do it. I've got a baby that I like putting to bed at about 8:30, and I'm missing it tonight because it's worth it to spend my time with people that want to fly. I love everybody in Neekend, but I'm not going to be up at 9:45 at night talking to everybody in Neekend. I'm talking to you if you want to make a lot of money. And where I'm going to spend my time is with people that are doing the things on this checklist because I want to fill a 2,000-person convention center, and then I'd like to see 10,000 in Miami, and I'd like to see 50,000-person in 4 or 5 years, and I'd like to see all my friends that I saw this weekend wearing platinum, diamond, and royal diamond pins. I want to see you guys in that life. I'm committed to it. I'm fired up about it. I want to see Gary with a royal diamond pin. I want to see Steve Crowfoot in a royal diamond pin. I want to see Jenny Novak with a royal diamond pin. I want Elaine Matthews in a royal diamond pin. I want Mary Lou and Larry to have a royal diamond pin, just like me. I want Ruben to have one, Rex Olson to have one, Sherry Hawk. I want Soleil out of North Carolina. I want you to have one. You're talented enough. I want Ted P. Baker to have one. I want Vicki Walters to go platinum. That's what I want. So we're going to work really, 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 really hard to do it, and we're going to get after this thing. And if you do the things I tell you here and go in and evaluate yourself, we're going to get it. And if some of you can't tell, I'm on fire tonight because every time I look at what we're about to do, it lights me up. So when I look at the pictures of my family and see the faces of my friends on Saturday, it lights me up. So here's the deal. I know my why, and I'm building this business and realize the impact building Neekend will have in my life and the life of my family. The next time you're faced with either talking to somebody or not, going to something or not, getting on a call or not, or just in general devoting the time to your business, ask yourself the question, do I realize the impact building Neekend will have on my family and my future? Rate yourself 1 to 10. At the bottom of this, when you rate them up, it'll be 100. The closer to 100 you get, the more on track you are. The lower you are, the more you might want to tune yourself up a little bit. So, bottom line, do you know your why in doing it? You know, guys, I've never been one that needs to put up like 8,000 life cycle plans. I'm going to tell you all a little inside secret. I've been to HBM full-time sitting through it. I've been in them about 10 times. I've been through it twice. And the only reason is I just don't need to put, for me, I don't need to put a picture up of something. My wife and my sons and my friends are in my heart. I didn't need to put something up on my wall to go and get my baby at 3 a.m. when he cries. It's just what I do. I don't know if it's because I came out of the military or what. I did one, and I was good to go. I'm just being honest with y'all. So I'm going to ask you guys, is your why something you have to stare at the mirror every day and, I want this, I want this, or do you want it so bad that it's already written on the life cycle plan in your heart? That's the stuff that's going to get you there. And be real with your why. Why are you really doing this? Why? Okay? And not because you love whales and dolphins and enjoy sunshine on beaches. Why do you want to do it? Not what sounds good. Why do you want to do it? What's the nitty-gritty? If you just want to make money, it's okay. If you're tired of being poor, it's okay. If you want to leave a legacy for your grandkids, it's okay. But it should be something that makes you passionate. I realize I'm a leader, but utilize the experience of duplication of my upline or other successful Neekend consultants. I'm not reinventing the wheel. With our Neekend plan, we have just enough duplication to let you run on the tracks, but not so much that we squeeze you to death and you're not able to duplicate. Okay? So, you know, ask yourself this. When I look at my business, am I kind of flowing with what's going on in the group and leveraging the system, or am I constantly rewriting PowerPoint? Am I constantly trying to rewrite the preview? I mean, just think about what you're doing. If you bought a McDonald's and they came in or a Subway and they came in and said, here's the case and here's the sandwiches and here's where they go based on our 30 years of experience and our billions in sales. Or when they leave, do you rebuild the entire case for 3 days? Okay? Think about it. All right? Next. I understand the difference between selling products and building the network. I want you to think about that for a minute. I was talking to a couple people this weekend about this. When you're talking to people, do you find that you're always talking about the in-depth product stuff and you're always how the water works and taste and always talking product, but you feel uncomfortable talking about the business or the network? Okay? As for me, I probably feel more comfortable talking about the business because I realize nobody's going to get the products without the network. So I'm going to ask you a question. Do you get that weird feeling talking about the business, or do you feel that you're able to talk about both?
the most of the times you think, oh, I've got a prospect, is it because they've tried water? Or do you have a prospect because they've seen a meat implant? Okay? I just want you to think about that for a minute and rate yourself appropriately. Building the network is duplicating and replicating, which leads you to a primary income. Selling mag steps is great, and it may lead you to a sign-up, or it may lead you to a duplicable partner, but it's a direct sale. So I want you to think, am I building a network, or am I just selling products? Next, I use the Nikon technologies in my daily life. I'm my own best customer. I use everything all the time. I'm surrounded by it. I'm on it. I use as many products as I can. That frees me to have the authority to talk about them. It makes me believable. It makes me comfortable. It makes me confident. And it makes it so I'm talking about something I like, not selling something to people. And people can tell the difference. Folks, Dave Johnson says it best. Even a dog can tell if you kicked it or tripped over it. The more products you use, the more the dog will know you tripped over it. All right, that's the direct analogy. You can't fake it like you believe in Nikon, the mission, because if you believe in it, you'll be using it, okay? Next, I have a positive attitude, and my business is fun because that attracts others. You know, in church, they talk about my burden is easy and my yoke is light. And I'm not trying to compare the two, but you'll know you're tracking Nikon towards a career-type income when the burden is easy and the yoke is light. That doesn't mean you don't have challenges sometimes. But if generally you just have fun, if when you're giving a presentation you find yourself smiling and you enjoy it, you're going to attract a lot of people. Do you enjoy it? Like, guys, I woke up on Saturday morning to go over there. I had to carry a bunch of garbage to set up, and I hate being bothered with stuff like that. But you know what? I was so happy driving over there in a great mood. I love it. You know, it never seems like a burden to me. It just always feels like a happy thing to do. And just think about it. If you're happy, you're going to attract other people. You surround yourself next and communicate with people both in and out of Nikon who are positive and have can-do attitudes. That's a big deal, folks. If you're in Nikon and you've been in for a while and you're surrounded by people that are either negative or they aren't growing, I suggest for your professional development, you cease associating with them professionally. If you were a pastor and you found out that your three best friends were all atheists, you may still be around them trying to impact their lives, but you're not going to let them impact your thoughts, okay? If you are a recovering alcoholic and your five best friends are alcoholics, what's the first thing they're going to tell you as an alcoholic, guys? What do you have to do? You've got to get away from your friends. In fact, that's the biggest reason people fall off the wagon. If you're single and you get married and you keep hanging out with your single friends, your marriage is probably going to fail. That's just a fact. You guys all know this stuff. If you want to build a Nikon business and you're surrounded by people that A, aren't entrepreneurs, or B, aren't positive, you're going to fail in your business because you're surrounded by people that aren't going where you're going. And look at the primary relationships in your life. Are they supportive of your hopes and dreams? Are they positive? Or are they people that are either neutral or negative? And I have found that people that are neutral are just as good as negative because they really don't give me anything. So I'm looking to surround myself with positive people. And I've got some family members that maybe aren't super supportive. I'm blessed that most of my family does, but the ones that don't, or we have friends that don't, I don't bring it up to them. And if they bring it up, I don't give them the ability to say anything bad about it, because I just bring it up. And I'll tell you, if they do, my personality, you know, guys, let's just say I have some fun. Okay, now on the other times, there's times that I just say, you know what? Man, you're 50 years old, and you're still working. And you got downsized last year, and you have no end in sight, and you're trying to tell me that what I'm doing doesn't work. You know what? Even if I'm new in Nikon and you're telling me it doesn't work, I'd rather have a 1% chance of Nikon working, and maybe I'll have a retirement, than keep doing what you're doing and have a 100% chance it'll never work. At least I have a 1% chance, and that's better than zero. I mean, you gotta think about it. It's logic. Surround yourself with people that are going where you're going. Next, I expect my business to succeed. I'm doing Nikon, not trying it. A lot of you guys that are struggling at rank or not qualifying especially, or you're not moving to silver, typically it's because you may say the right things that you're doing it. I think what you'll find is you're actually trying it. And when you see people that miss events or do this or it's hard, typically, that's when someone's trying, and trying without tearing up a giant discussion here generally means you're going to hold back your best because you're afraid of getting hurt. You're afraid you're not going to make it, you know. And so what happens is you'll seek validation as to why it won't work as a form of protection of yourself. Your brain will do this to yourself. And then you won't really give your best because then it won't hurt so bad if you fail. But I'm going to here to tell you that you can't fail again because you never lose money. If you talk to a prospect and they don't sign up, NECAN doesn't dock your check. So you're not looking at NECAN like a pass-fail thing. You're looking at it as the worst-case scenario, your life stays the same. The best-case scenario is your children are millionaires. So if that's the case, then doing it should be a lot easier because there's no negative to failing. Failing in NECAN means you get to keep your current life. Now, that may be a much bigger fail in the grand scope, but the bottom line is, guys, your worst-case scenario in NECAN was the best-case scenario you had before you found it. Does that strike some of you as ironic on the life side? I'm going to say it again. Your worst-case scenario in building NECAN was the best-case scenario you had before you started NECAN. That's kind of shocking, guys, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
All right, now, let me go down to the next one. I expect prospects to like it and offer it like a gift, not beg it like a favor, because the NECAN products and business are the finest of their kind in the world today. I believe that to my core. I love the products. I've seen them change lives. No one can ever take that faith or belief away from me because I've experienced it firsthand, and I've seen it. Okay? Folks, there's a reason. We just passed Easter. There's a reason. You know, that those 12 apostles were cowering in that upper room and they wouldn't even come out. And then just a couple years later, they were willing to be crucified. And the difference was they had seen the risen. They had seen it. And they were willing to be crucified upside down, imprisoned, chastised. That's because they didn't just have faith. They had a known. Okay? And that's a really interesting discussion, actually, is people say, well, you know, how did 12 guys go from being basically, or 11 guys, hiding out in the upper room, freaking out, you know, to willing to be crucified? That's the difference between a faith and a known. Now, the good news is here, we don't have to go to that extreme, okay? But I want to ask you a question. When you're sitting in front of prospects, do you have the known that we're offering something really great? Can you sit there laid back and say, hey, listen, we're doing something we love, we believe in, it's a great company? Or are you going to let someone that doesn't really know what you know shake your faith foundation because you haven't absorbed it yet yourself? Are you the rock sitting in the stream that is wet on the outside, even though you're submerged in the water? But if I pull you out, you're dry on the inside because it hasn't penetrated. You know, I'm asking you, can you let the water penetrate of NECAN to where you can say to somebody, this is a wonderful opportunity. And then when somebody comes on board, you're not, well, it's only $60. Like you're afraid to death to say that you want to order. Hey, you can order Max Test and Vital Balance. I don't care what you order. You know, but don't tell someone it doesn't cost anything to get started. $60 is what it takes to connect to the company. Getting some product and getting going is what it takes to get it going. When you're talking to a prospect, you look them dead in the eye and say, this is the best thing I've ever come across, and I want to tell it to you in the NECAN plan. Next, I'm consistent and show the plan 3 to 5 times a week and regularly attend events. Folks, it really comes down to that. If you think about it, if you're getting this in front of people 3 to 5 times a week, your business is going to succeed. If you're not, you're going to struggle. And by the way, the 3 to 5 times a week is an extension of the rest of these things. You'll get that for free. Now remember, being self-employed also takes some self-discipline. It really does. It's part faith and belief. But there's times when even professional athletes and Olympic athletes and religious leaders, don't you guys think there's times when the Pope is tired and don't want to go out and give a flaming sermon? Don't you think there's times when a Pearl Jam doesn't want to go out and sing a song? Do you think the Rolling Stones some nights are in the hotel thinking, man, I wish I didn't have to go perform tonight? Everybody has that. The greatest people ever have trouble sometimes going out to do the thing that they do, but it's self-discipline and drive that gets them to do it. So if you're, you know, I'm depressed or I'm sick, folks, that's when self-discipline kicks in. And frankly, you got to be a man or a woman and put on your big boy or big girl pants and get out and do it even when you don't feel like it. The difference between a pro and an amateur is a pro does it even when they don't feel like it. An amateur uses
reason not to do it. So think about that for a minute. Okay? Think about that for a minute. Very important stuff. Next, let's go down to this. I overcome the challenges that life throws at me instead of using them as excuses not to build my business. Think about that for just a minute. That's such a big one, you guys. It's such a big part of your business. And I talked about this as a theme. All of us have things that are in the way. And all of us have valid reasons why we can't lose weight, be a better spouse, get back in church, you know, go vote because you were busy. It was too long to stand in line. You know, I need to get the brakes fixed on my car. I got to clean out the garage. All those things, we have a million valid reasons why we can't do it today. And what you have to say is, and even though I'm busy and even though I'm tired, even though I've got a thing, I still have to overcome it and do the thing that I want to do to get the thing that I want to get. And I just want to ask you as a question, isn't it ironic that everything that's bad for you is easy to start and hard to quit? And isn't it also ironic that everything good for you is hard to start and easy to quit? Think about that for a minute. That'll drive you crazy. But that's an absolute truth. An absolute truth. So I just want you guys to think about a couple of those things tonight. And, you know, just tell me what you think. And realistically, you know, where are you on that scale? And rate yourself. And then go down and really check it out. You know, it comes down to this, and I'll just finish where I started. What do you want? You know, how much do you want it? Is it precious to you? You know, is the thing you want precious to you? My business is precious to me, not because I have a thing for selling wellness stuff. I like that. I'm proud of it. My business is precious to me because it takes care of my family. And it lets me live the life that I want to live. Therefore, things don't get in the way of it because this is pretty high up on the pecking order. You know, my family, my faith, and this helps me do both. So it's not something that's easily movable. And guys, I'll say this, and this is something somebody just pointed out to me. There are going to be times when you're building your business, okay? There are going to be times when you're going to have to miss things that are important to you and that are valuable things to do. That's the price of being an entrepreneur. It just really is. There's going to be times when things that you want to do, you're not going to be able to do them. You know, and you're going to miss, you know, there are some family functions that I can't go to a big reunion this summer because I've got some weekend events going on those 2 weeks that I can't be gone for that long, 90 days before the San Antonio event. It would lessen the mission I'm on. Now, I go to everything I can go to, but I can't make a family reunion at the end of the summer in August because of what I'm doing the 16th. And then what we're going to be doing in October. You guys understand, it's not that my family reunion is not important to me. It's, this is my career. So I'm not going to be gone for 2 weeks this summer. If I was below silver, I certainly wouldn't be. You know, the higher you get in rank, the less often you have to make those kind of decisions. You know, we're doing a convention center in October. This is just a year when I just can't do it. Now, the higher you get, let me tell you that again, the less you have to make those decisions. The lower you are in rank, the more they're going to come into play. So the reality is, if you have a job and you've done certain things, and you know, it's a 4-day weekend, I'm gone, it's a 3-day weekend, I'm doing 2 weeks in the summer, you've got to get out of that rhythm because that's the job rhythm. And you've got to get into the self-employed rhythm, which is a different thing, until you're making enough money where you can set yourself into a new rhythm. But you can't bring a job rhythm into Niken and expect it to be a primary income. You're going to have to get the new rhythm established by, frankly, kind of running over the old one. You're going to need a new rhythm. And the rhythm you're going to get building Niken, I promise, is going to be a whole lot nicer because you're going to reverse the work to time off principle to where you're going to work about the same amount of time you used to be off, and you're going to be off about the same amount of time you used to work. You're going to be busy in bursts when you get around platinum, diamond, or royal diamond. But you're not going to be buried all the time, stuck with bad choices. You're going to create yourself some space. So that's kind of where I'm going to stop with that. Does that make sense, everybody, what I covered tonight? I know I threw a lot at you, and I was very direct tonight. But the name of the call is, if you want this to be primary income, don't you think I owe it to everybody to be direct?
Yeah,
did this help some of you guys see some things that maybe would help you build more of a primary income type business?
Yeah.
I think
the last thing I said about building a new rhythm, you guys understand how you just don't get four-day weekends if you're an executive. If you're silver driving for gold and you've got three or four active people, true or false, the worst thing you can do is be gone for 10 days.
That's true.
You just don't get to do that. Well, you do, but understand that you're going to be wearing the handcuffs of silver for a long time. Instead of wearing the rocket of, your silver pin can either be handcuffs or it can be rocket shoes. It depends on what you're going to do with it. So just remember as you're looking at your schedule, are you going to let Niken work for you or are you going to work for it? And if you got your mind right, Niken's going to work for you and all of a sudden it'll get really easy. I'm telling you guys this last little thing here. It's the weirdest conundrum because I remember when my business was really hard and most of the things I changed are on this piece of paper here. Remember, my first 9 checks in Niken, guys, were less than $1,000 combined. And I was struggling with the things on this piece of paper. Now, let me take it to the other point. Once I stopped making it hard, all of a sudden it got super easy, and my business flowed from me as opposed to me trying to get it going. If you feel like you're always chasing a check and you just can't quite get it moving, I would venture to guess that the answer to why is on that page. If you fix that, you'll get a big downline for free. Okay? It really is a simple business. I will have this sheet loaded up on Pathfinders. It'll be on the tools page down kind of near the bottom. By tomorrow, it'll be till 3 or 4 o'clock. I know people are blowing up my chat about it. And then just another quick deal. Wednesday night, remember some of the special events. We're going to be doing a special broadcast for prospects at 8 o'clock Central Time. Go in there and get registered. On next Monday, there's no call because of Memorial Day. Tuesday night is the kickoff call. And then June 2nd, we're going to do another big special preparation call, getting ready for that. And then everybody within the listening radius down here, remember, August 16th is going to be a very big pre-event to the October. It's our really kickoff 8 or 9 week out event for the big event. So that's what's all up and coming. I love y'all. I hope tonight made a difference in your life and your business. I really prayed on it today that I would be given to impact some people's lives that need this business tonight. And I really tried hard to do a good job and with love in my heart to just tell you what I know, what it takes to be successful in Niken, give you the courtesy of being honest with you and frankly give you the truth. Because once you get the truth, then you're in to go out and take care of your own future. All of you have what it takes to build this. All of you do. It is May the 20th or 19th, whatever the heck it is. Any of you this month can go out and be qualified. Maximum. Be a big chunk towards silver, 4, 5, 6, 8,000 points. Guys, you could do it in a week. You could do it in 10 days. Go out and make your main massive. Don't accept less for yourself. That's your storefront. You, Inc. Ken and Byra, Inc. Rick and Paige, Inc. Christina, Inc. Jeremy and Danny, Inc. You know, Vicky and Curtis, Inc. That is a thing of pride. That is a thing of pride. How much are you going to, and I just use those names because I know they're on the live side, but, you know, how proud are you of the plaque that's on your wall? How do you intend to have it stand tall this month? At the end of the day, guys, the numbers on the board will tell you that. And that's a fact. So go out and make it stand tall, and let's get everybody home. You guys ready to begin the kickoff of this massive operation to bury San Antonio with 2,000 screaming Niken people? You guys ready to take on this challenge?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, it starts now. It starts now. I love you all. Take care. Thanks. God bless. And I cannot wait to see you guys in temple tomorrow night, okay?
All right.
All right, guys. God bless you.
Love you.
Signing off from Austin. Go get him, everybody. We love you, too. Bye.
See you tomorrow night, Rick.